It's Morning Becomes Eclectic at 89.9 KCRW. Our guests in studio this morning are the Cardigans, and playing a set that included a couple of songs from the new album. The new CD is called Long Gone Before Daylight, and I think Nina's going to be handling most of the talking, but everybody feel free to chime in who's got a microphone. This album's actually about a year old now, isn't it? We think of it as being perhaps 4 or 5 years since you did an album, but if you really think about the fact that it was recorded a little while ago, I guess the Cardigans haven't been gone that long, but you did take a couple of years off in between albums, didn't you?
Yeah, we did. It was like a year that we actually didn't really work as the Cardigans, so it wasn't more than that. We worked for a long, long time on this record, so the time just passed.
Was there ever any doubt that there would be another Cardigans record when you guys went off and did some separate projects and took time away from each other?
Yeah, there was. Yeah, sorry.
After the last tour, I think everybody was really fed up and just needed some space and time and, you know, to get some distance to the whole project.
We really needed to not make any plans in order to get the, you know, energy back.
And you guys had toured pretty relentlessly, year after year, made a record, toured for a number of years, hadn't you? Were you just kind of worn out and just tired of the whole thing? I mean, where were
yes,
you guys at?
Yeah, and you know, after a point, if you work too much, you forget why you're doing it. I think that's what happened to us a little bit. So we needed to take a break in order to get to choose it again, if you see what I mean.
So going off and doing various side projects and working on other things, how did you get back together? Was it a matter of somebody making a phone call and say, let's go into the studio and see if we can make some songs? Or
that wouldn't have helped much. No, actually, we had to rent a really expensive villa on Santa Monica Beach in order to get back together again.
So you came over here and hung out for a while, right?
Yeah, we did that really just to, it was almost like a real world kind of experiment. We needed to just lock ourselves into a house for 2 weeks and see how we, you know, how it was to hang out again. We did some music as well, but basically we just really, you know, got to know each other again and sort of try to figure out where we're at.
So once you decided to record the record, and you said that you spent some time doing it, tell us about it. I know you recorded it some back home in Sweden, some in Spain. Where else did you record?
Well, most of it was Sweden, of course. Spain and England,
yeah,
and many different places in Sweden. It took, I think, all in all, like 9 months to record this.
And probably 7 different studios,
yeah,
altogether.
Was there any reason why you did it that way? I mean,
we don't want to talk about it.
Afterwards, you know, it really seems ridiculous. You know, it doesn't make sense at all. But at the time, I think, you know, a couple of years had, you know, passed, and I think we were slow starters, really. You know, it took some time to get the band together and, you know, in the same direction and stuff like that.
And after about 6 months, we thought we had a record, or 3 months, we thought we had a record finished, and then we just threw everything away and started over. That sort of drags out on time, too.
Yeah.
Now, did any of the songs that end up on this album, were they on the recordings you did previously, or did you just throw everything out and they're all different songs, or did you just re-record
stuff?
It
was just new versions. All the songs, what's on the record is more or less like a second, better version.
I think there's like a couple of songs that, there's probably 3 or 4 different versions, you know, of every song.
Somebody did the math, and it's a matter of like, we have like 1,500 songs recorded on tape after this record.
That's going to be a big box set at some point.
Yeah, and boring.
But I mean, they were thrown away, so for a reason. So.
Right. Well,
I don't think so.
Obviously, we haven't heard the original recordings of these songs, but can you tell us how the versions of the songs that were released differ from the previous recordings? It seems to me that this album, compared with previous Cardigans records, is definitely much more stripped down, a little more melancholy.
Mm. Yeah, I think, you know, that was probably a reason why there's so many different versions that, you know, we really wanted to do something that was plain and simple, and that's always going to be the hardest thing to do. So the versions are probably just, you know, bad versions of these songs, and some are in different arrangements and, you know, different tempos and what have you, but you know, there's not like they were sounding electronica or something like that. It was always trying to get this, well, vibe going, I suppose, with really simple things, you know, just a band in a room, really.
As we said, the record came out actually a year ago over in Europe and back in Sweden, won a whole bunch of awards. Do you guys play out a lot in at home? Or, I mean, what did you do last year? I know you did some festivals last year. How was last year for you when the record was actually released?
It was good. We actually toured more in Sweden than we have since we started the band, actually. That was nice. We went to, like, smaller places than the capital for once, which was really good. And we did a long tour around Europe. I can only remember a never-ending tour. It was good. It was a good
First, we did, like, loads of festivals throughout the whole of Europe, really. And then we did, you know, like 2 months, 3 months of just club touring.
And now you're just about wrapping up a couple of weeks in the States. First time for 5 years. How has it been out there?
Really nice. Again, we're playing fairly small clubs this time, and it's wonderful, very intimate, and the people that show up are really excited, and it's fun. The record is not even out here, but people know the songs already.
Comes out tomorrow, I believe.
Right?
Yeah.
Are there plans to make another record?
Yes, we have no specific, like, plans, like music or songs or anything, or even a time schedule. But I think that as soon as we're done with this country now, we're going to start thinking about a new record. We're all excited to do something more.
A will this time. I think what's cool is that we've been doing all these touring, and still we really want to go back into the studio.
So I think we have to do it quickly before we get tired again.
And you'll be back here, I believe, later on this year as well for some more dates, right?
Back in August. Yeah.
Okay, well, there is a show tomorrow night that is sold out at the Troubadour. We're going to give away some tickets for that at the end of our program. We're going to throw it back to you guys right now. We've got about 15 minutes left, and I think probably the set of music you've got will probably fit into that. So we'll just keep an eye on the time. I'll throw it back to you guys, the Cardigans, on Morning Becomes Eclectic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Shall I start?
Just a second. Let me grab my gear. Okay.
What tempo?